This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. BRICS Nations has reiterated their commitment to strengthening collaboration on environmental protection and sustainable development. A joint ministerial statement adopted on the conclusion of 12th BRICS Environment Ministers' meeting in New Delhi yesterday said BRICS nations also reaffirmed their commitment to advancing the full and effective implementation of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change and its Paris Agreement. The countries emphasized that enhanced international cooperation, including availability of finance from developed countries, is essential to enable developing countries to effectively address environmental and climate challenges. India is chairing BRICS this year with the theme Building for Resilience, Innovation, Cooperation and Sustainability. The BRICS ministers also expressed their appreciation for India's leadership in advancing the circular economy as an enabler of sustainable development. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will be on a two-day visit to Chennai. He will be attending the South India Chief Ministers' Conference at a private resort at Kovalam near Chennai. The Home Minister is scheduled to arrive there today. He will proceed to the venue straight away from the airport. He will address the Chief Ministers' Conference on Thursday and will be leaving to New Delhi on Thursday evening. Chief Ministers of Tamil Nadu, Kerala, Andhra Pradesh, Telangana and Puducherry will attend the conference. The anti-corruption branch of Delhi government has arrested former Minister and AAP leader Satyendra Kumar Jain, IAS officer and former CEO of Delhi Jal Board, Udit Prakash Rai and four other accused persons in connection with irregularities and criminal conspiracy in the tendering process relating to augmentation and upgradation of sewage treatment plants of the Delhi Jal Board. The case was registered against them on the complaint of Directorate of Vigilance. Union Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu has said that the drone city being developed at Urvakal in Kurnool district will emerge as the first project of its kind in the country. During his visit to the drone city yesterday, the minister inspected a display of drones and later held a roundtable meeting with around 70 CEOs of drone companies. Speaking to the media, Mr. Ram Mohan Naidu recalled that a drone summit was organized in Amravati 2 years ago in association with the state government. He said it was then decided to establish a drone city, bringing together all segments of drone technology at one place. India Meteorological Department has forecast very heavy rainfall conditions today in places over East and West Uttar Pradesh, East Madhya Pradesh and Uttarakhand. Parts of Northeast India, Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Bihar, Chhattisgarh, coastal Karnataka, Himachal Pradesh, Jharkhand, Kerala and Mahe, sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim are also likely to receive moderate to heavy rainfall today. The Weather Department also predicted thunderstorms and lightning today over North Interior Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal. Similar weather conditions are also expected over Andhra Pradesh, Bihar, coastal Karnataka, East Rajasthan, Jammu Kashmir, Madhya Pradesh, South Interior Karnataka, Telangana and West Bengal and Sikkim. In men's cricket, hosts Sri Lanka will resume their second innings at the overnight score of 84 for 4 on day 4 of the first test match of the series at the Gale International Stadium in Sri Lanka today. Sonal Dinusha and Dhananjay De Silva remained at the crease when stumps were drawn last evening. Earlier, India were bowled out for 193 in their second innings, setting Sri Lanka a target of 372 runs. India were dismissed for 462 in their first innings, while Sri Lanka made 284 runs. The second and final test of the series will be played in Colombo from the 23rd of this month. In hockey, the Indian men's team will face arch rivals Pakistan in a crucial Pool D encounter of the FIH Men's Hockey World Cup in Amstelveen, the Netherlands, today. With both teams battling for a place in the next round, India, currently on 3 points from 2 matches, need at least a draw to secure qualification. Pakistan, on the other hand, have just 1 point after 2 games. The Indian women's team produced a dominant 6-1 victory against South Africa in the second group stage match at the Wagner Hockey Stadium in Amstelveen last evening. With this win, India climbed to the top of Pool D with 4 points from 2 matches. India will face England in the concluding Pool D fixture on Thursday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.